Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. We love hearing from you. Connect with us. In fact, you can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com, or you can tweet us at @eradiosports. We are joining and talking to Bill Ingram. He is the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders. And before we continue our NBA conversation, Bill, tell our listeners nationwide where they can go and connect with you online.
Well, of course, we're at basketballinsiders.com is the relaunch of our website that took place in January. That's our new home. Looks
exciting.
Very much like our former home, so you'll feel right at home when you get there. Also, I'm on Twitter at The Rocket Guy. So those are the top two places you can get a hold of me and see what's going on with our team. We have a great team of guys and girls covering the NBA.
Well, you know, before we went to commercial break, we were talking about just the new NBA commissioner in Adam Silver, and perhaps he would favor adding a year before the draft. What are your thoughts about the new leadership and the direction now that the NBA will be headed under him?
Well, this is going to be an interesting transition because David Stern, as much as he seems to be the man everyone loves to hate, he's the J.R. Ewing of the NBA because a lot of the things that have gone on, while he always was good at putting a good face on things, the NBA is not nearly as competitive today as it was, say, in the 80s and 90s, the real heyday, where every team had a franchise player, every game was very competitive, making the playoffs was really an incredible feat, especially, you know, in the Western Conference where every team had an iconic player for so long, and this is not the modern NBA. Now you have three or four teams that have a legitimate shot of winning a championship, and the rest of the league is somewhere in between. You've got you've got a lot of just terrible teams, and then you've got some middle of the road teams like Dallas and Memphis, and, you know, that you're not sure how good they are really going to become playoff time, but they're not bad enough to get a game changer in the lottery. So this is a very different time in the NBA, and Adam Silver's, although he's inheriting something that has grown into a global sport, he's got his work cut out for him because the NBA really only ranks, I think, sixth in terms of popularity among all the different sports. And the way that the league is, people, you know, it's not an exciting league to watch every night. There are certainly nights where it is, but if you're watching, you know, Miami's playing Milwaukee, are you even going to tune into that? I mean, you'd have to be a pretty diehard Bucks fan to want to watch the Bucks this year, for example. And there are a lot of teams like that where it's just a given that, you know, we talk about San Antonio going through, winning 20-plus games, and last year Miami had that huge winning streak, and the whole time they never played a contender. They never played a contender the whole time because you can go through 20 or 25 games and not see another contending team in the modern NBA. And that, to me, is something that Adam Silver, the competitiveness, I don't know how you address it, but that's something that Adam Silver and his team are going to have to face, whether that means contraction, whether that means, you know, they've made some aggressive changes in the way teams can add. They're trying to limit, basically, all the star players being on one team. It's very costly. Like the Brooklyn Nets are spending an ungodly amount of money this year to have all those guys on their team. And it's just not good for the league. It's not good for the league to have three powerhouse teams and 27 teams that hope you will pay big money to watch those three teams beat them. It's just not a good business model.
Well, there is such a massive disparity when you talk about the Western and the Eastern Conference. Hey, we're glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going one-on-one with the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, Bill Ingram. And let's focus our attention right now on, as I was saying earlier, the Wild Wild West, because it has been a fight to the finish. The first team I want to focus on is the Phoenix Suns, a team you cannot count out. I think they've surprised a lot of folks this year, perhaps the biggest surprise in the NBA. They have been a renaissance-type team, beating Portland in Portland, and of course the impressive win at home against Oklahoma City. What's been the secret to their sustainable success and really being in a position to perhaps make the playoffs?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, we were talking about Kevin Ollie earlier, but when you talk about Jeff Hornacek and the job that he's done there, because where it starts is the coach. The coach sets the tone, the coach creates the culture together with the GM. You know, you create the culture of the team, and guys either buy into that culture or they don't. And Hornacek has that team playing. I mean, it helps that they got Eric Bledsoe, who's been phenomenal, and now he's back, and that was a big part of them beating the Thunder the other night. But Gerald Green has found a home there. Goran Dragic has continued to play. Just amazing. I've always liked him. He, you know, when he was a Phoenix the first time, I was in San Antonio when he just destroyed the Spurs with a huge fourth quarter. And he's continued to be a very confident, more than capable point guard, and he has just flourished back in Phoenix. So, you know, at first you have to hand it to the coach. You have to hand it to the GM for creating the culture there. You have to, for getting the right guys in there. And obviously they're still a piece or two away, but they're vastly better than they were last year. And, I mean, the way the guys have played, when you put Bledsoe, Gerald Green, and Goran Dragic on the floor together, mm-hmm. fireworks just happen, and it's a very tough team to contain. So I really like watching them play. I'm looking forward to seeing them here in Dallas next week. It's going to be a huge game because Dallas and Phoenix are fighting for the last couple of playoff spots there with Memphis. So, hey, Phoenix is a team to watch here over the last couple weeks of the season.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be an exciting night at the American Airlines Center on Saturday night with the Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. Goran Dragic, Eric Bledsoe. You know, we talk about just how well that they have played and how well they have meshed together. What is it about Jeff Hornacek's system that enables them to complement each other so well?
Well, I think, first of all, when you're a coach, you have to be realistic about things. You have to look. There's two different ways to approach it. I have a system, and we're going to get players who fit the system. Or I have these players, let me devise a system in which they can play well. You know, in San Antonio, it's Greg Popovich has his system, and if you don't fit his system, bye. You know, you're out of there. If you can't play the way, he's not going to change what he's doing. But obviously, Hornacek has a gift, kind of like Rick Adelman does, which is for finding, you know, looking at what you have. Let's look at the roster. Okay, so what we need, we have some great three-point shooters. Okay, so we need to devise an offense where we're going to move the ball around the perimeter a lot until we get an open three, or we're, you know, that's a team that's also very quick. They can change. I mean, that those three guys alone can change ends as fast as any three guys on any team in the
Absolutely.
League.
Absolutely, yep.
And so you're going to want to run a very fast-paced offense and let them just take it and run. You know, so I think first and foremost, you have to be realistic about what you have and devise a system that utilizes the strengths of the guys you have, and that is really where the Suns have just been outstanding when they've been at full speed.
Yeah, you know, you're spot on. I mean, you talk about their offensive efficiency, and they are ranked first in fast break points in the NBA. And I thought it was interesting, too. I mean, they average almost 10 three-pointers per game. The guy, one more quick hit on the Phoenix Suns. Can you just share a little bit about as far as the evolution of Eric Bledsoe? I mean, he has been such a key player, and just to see how he has grown, he's blossomed, he has evolved, I mean, to the starting role, and you're right. I mean, his return has absolutely been huge.
Well, you think the Clippers would like to have that one back?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Amen.
this is a kid that we've thought for a long time, ever since he was drafted, he had that kind of potential, and then you wondered with the Clippers when they were bringing him off the bench, you know, how would he be as a starter? And, you know, for when before they changed GMs, you know, Neil Olshey, he was untouchable. He was saying, you know, teams would inquire about Eric Bledsoe, and he'd say, no, absolutely not. But then Olshey took the job with the Blazers, and the Clippers decided to go ahead and trade Eric Bledsoe. And now they're seeing why Olshey was so reluctant to do so, because the kid is just, you know, wow. You talk about some of the young players that are just a couple years in the league that when you look 4 or 5 years down the line from now are going to be the next wave of kind of stars as people like Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki and Kobe Bryant all start to retire. Who's that next wave? And I think in Phoenix, we see two guys who could easily be in that wave in Bledsoe and Dragic.
Let's talk about those Dallas Mavericks because they lead this three-team race in this pivotal stretch, and they are looking to make a very strong finish. That's going to be an exciting game on Saturday night. But I want you to put into perspective just Dirk Nowitzki. I mean, he was named the Western Conference Player of the Week. He just surpassed the Big O in scoring. I mean, he just has meant so much to this organization, and what an incredible player he has been.
Dirk Nowitzki, I don't think he's truly appreciated for what he brings. And I know he's appreciated in Dallas, but in terms of general fans of the league, don't really understand that the reason the Mavericks won 50 games for so many seasons in a row was because you could basically put any 11 guys around Dirk, and he would carry them to 50 wins. And this year has been a real test of that. You know, last year Dirk, about midway through the season, told us very frankly that he really felt like with his body, he just couldn't do it. You know, he could do it in the fourth, but he's no longer a guy who can do that all night, every night, kind of like he used to do, as every player. You know, every player gets to that point. we see Dirk putting that Superman cape on and doing what he does, which is just, you know, he's the greatest European player to ever play in the NBA.
Bill Ingram, senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, has been joining us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Always a pleasure, Bill, and I will see you in Dallas real soon, okay?
Sounds great. You're coming for Phoenix. We'll watch that. We'll watch that old battle take place again.
I just might. You never know where the Big E is lurking. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Billy.
All right. Later.
Special thank you to Bill Ingram, the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, and all of our guests joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at @eradiosports, and we will see you next week.